Hi, this is Linda Tucci, senior news writer for SearchCIO.com. I'm talking today with Sean Banerjee. Sean is managing director of technology in the business services practice at the executive search firm Russell Reynolds. Hi, Sean.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. Thanks for joining us. I understand that you do a lot of work in recruiting CIOs. What can you tell us about the job market for enterprise CIOs these days?
The market right now is remarkably robust despite a lot of the volatility in global markets, especially with the mortgage and credit crisis that's playing out at the moment. What we're finding is that the banking and financial services industry is certainly off in terms of the volume of work, but even so, there are segments of that industry which are really chugging along and, in fact, have increased in terms of their hiring. So, for example, the insurance industry right now, we're seeing a tremendous amount of activity across the board, life, property and casualty, all those segments of the marketplace. And interestingly, insurance has typically lagged the kind of broker-dealer capital markets akin that they may have in the industry broadly, and many of those organizations are looking to now pick off talent that in the past was, you know, either not available, interested, or perhaps even affordable, and bring those individuals into their fold in order to really play catch-up and perhaps even leapfrog some of their more diversified brethren.
Are there any other industries where you're seeing sharp demand, or other industries maybe looking to capitalize on the, if not collapse, then weakness in the financial services market?
Sure. Right now we're seeing the technology industry is actually a lot of significant hiring, both on the hardware, software, and services side of things. One of the broader trends we're seeing in that industry, along with others like consumer packaged goods, retail, even healthcare, is in this down market, many organizations are really looking at technology as a much greater vehicle for automation, value creation, and risk management, whereas in many cases, historically, a lot of these organizations may have perceived their technology function to have been a bit of a cost center, kind of an out of sight, out of mind. You know, if the trains run on time, the bells and whistles go off in some proximity of when they're supposed to, that's good enough. What many of them have come to the realization is that over the years, they have invested huge amounts of capital into their infrastructure, in many cases into IT, and they're now looking to better leverage and align IT with their business requirements, and that is feeding into being able to say, you know, if we're a firm that wants to create greater efficiencies, we need to consolidate IT operations and create more of an internal hub and spoke model. From a governance standpoint, for way too long, many organizations have not been synchronized. The proverbial, not only is the left hand not knowing what the right is doing, but even the fingers on each of those hands weren't working in concert. And what we found are most organizations are now saying, we spent the money, we want to see a return, and technology is a key vehicle for value creation, whether it's internal operational improvement and cost takeout, whether it's corporate governance, or whether it's market-facing in terms of getting a better view of the customer through leveraging business intelligence more effectively.
Given companies' needs to leverage this tremendous investment, what sort of traits are they looking for in a CIO?
Sure. What we've tried to do through a very comprehensive series of Q&As with not just CIOs, but more importantly with the key business partners, so CFOs, COOs, CEOs, the people who the CIO typically reports into in most organizations, we've developed a competency index, or CIO leadership diagnostic, as we framed it. And what we've discovered is that there are a set of really four super category competencies that the most business-aligned CIOs tend to, or business information officers, as certain organizations are beginning to call it, tend to possess in a consistent fashion. And those competencies are strategy, execution, team leadership, and influencing skills. And within each of those super competency categories, we've distilled it down into two or three subcategories or competencies that again, the most effective CIOs tend to have either developed or continue to develop as part of their kind of journey towards really being best in class. Interestingly, found that there is less of a premium these days on someone possessing really hardcore technical competencies. The assumption is that the CIO is now a business leader, a functional business leader who underneath them needs to have the resource planning and talent management skills to have the right level of technical proficiency on their staff, but he or she is not expected to be the one to be able to sit down and craft what is that most elegant architecture. That responsibility is delegated to someone on the organization. The CIO's job is to really partner and collaborate with their business partners, as well as in some cases the marketplace. And we're seeing in technology companies that's becoming increasingly important, where CIOs of technology companies are actually being vetted by potential clients or customers of that organization and being asked the proverbial "Do you eat your own dog food?" question, and how does it taste? So those are some of the key competencies that we've identified.
Well, Sean, this was great. Thank you very much.
No, thank you.